Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. A couple of weeks ago, a friend of ours opened her front door to two police officers. The officers were holding the mail she had posted in her mailbox. The officers had recovered the mail from some individuals who had been cruising the neighborhoods and taking mail from boxes where pickup flags were out. Our friend's mail included personal checks. The offenders had not attempted to cash the checks, but had been in possession of all the information many crooks would use to steal a person's identity. These mail thieves knew when the mail carriers picked up and delivered mail in each neighborhood and stole the posted mail out of the box. Our friend related the police also said that the mail thieves had even broken into locked boxes after the mail carriers had delivered the mail or left packages on the steps. About a month ago, I was doing some work in front of my house. Two women twice slowly circled the block in an older car. The car would stop and the passenger would take pictures of the front of a house. I watched the car travel up and down the neighborhood streets. The car circled back in front of my house and I queried the picture taker as the car stopped in front of the house next door. The occupant replied that they were looking at house paint colors. She instantly held up a bright red sample paint strip. I grabbed my cell phone and snapped a picture of the car, its occupants, and the license plate. When the occupants saw me take the picture, they raced off down the street. I posted the event on a neighborhood watch block and was responded to by other neighbors who had also seen the car and the occupants taking house pictures. About a week later, I saw the women's mugshots in the newspaper for home invasion robberies. I recently read about the increase in petty crimes in this area. Not a startling revelation. Our residential areas are prime targets for vandalism and break-ins. In my neighborhood, for example, we have had to initiate an active neighborhood watch. We are our own front line for self-protection and can't afford to make mistakes. Our formerly quiet residential neighborhood has experienced a spike in the so-called minor crimes. In addition, we have even experienced the rental turned into a legal drug dealership. We've had to learn to be on our guard. Most of us knew each other and know each other for many years. Moreover, we know the general activities in our area. If something suspicious happens, we post it and provide the details. A strange vehicle or an activity that is out of the norm gets the immediate attention of the neighborhood residents. We know the police response is not going to be instantaneous. Depending upon the circumstances, we must be prepared to identify the problem situation, suspicious activities, and assist law enforcement. On the positive side, our neighborhood watch gives us the ability to cite good things that happen. We just had a neighbor who took the time to clean the trash mess at the roadside that was deposited by some thoughtless person. We watch out for each other. There are many people living in our community who don't recognize that living in a community carries responsibility. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.